Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture fueled by Kubota. Week 3 this week, and we are chatting with Joe Donkers of Stonepicker Brewing Company in Forest. Joe, thanks for joining us today. Can you start by telling us about your farm? How did it all begin?
Basically, it was my parents' farm bought basically in the 50s, I guess. I have three sisters and one brother. I guess I was the one that got to take over the farm. So me and my wife, Mary, got married in 87. There was pigs on the farm, basically, that my mother had. And we took that over. And we did that until, 2013, we got out of pigs.
How many generations have worked on this farm?
Basically, I'm the second generation.
Do you guys have any kids? Do you think they'll be involved in the farm later on in life?
Our son went to Western, became a chemical engineer, now lives in Calgary. He's married with a couple of kids, so we have a couple of grandkids. Very unlikely that he would come back and actually do it. Maybe the grandkids someday, but my son probably not.
Now, this farm and operation has obviously evolved quite a bit over the past couple of years. Tell me about your transition and what life is kind of like now.
Since the retirement from the pigs, we basically bought a motorhome, took some time off, and then we started homebrewing. Homebrewing kind of led us into where we are today with the brewery. So, yeah, we got to the point where we were homebrewing a lot, and we just wanted to know what the next step would cost and how that would go. Looked into equipment, and we kind of went forward with that. And here we are today with the brewery. So that's how kind of it came about.
Was it a hard decision to make the transition, or was it just kind of a natural feel, like something you knew you had to do?
It was probably maybe a little of both. I don't know. It's any business that you do. We had no experience in this prior. So yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking for sure. But we're at the age where, you know, either we did it or we forgot all about it. So I'm glad that we actually did jump in and do it. And it's turned out pretty well.
Do you have any fond memories of working on the farm?
I'm not really sure. It's just, farming, you know, I was born here, never moved away. It was just something that was in me from the beginning, I guess. Ever since a little kid, I always wanted to be a farmer. So, yeah, not really that. It's just kind of evolution that took us to where we are today, I guess.
And finally, the community is such a big thing. No matter what sort of business you're in, the community always has to be behind you. How would you say the community has supported you with your transition now into Stonepicker Brewing?
It's been fabulous. We started, and a year later was COVID. We didn't really know what to expect, but we had so many customers that we really never knew before that would show up we were only open Saturdays basically then for beer out the door, and there would be like a lineup 200 feet out the door. Like they could have bought beer anywhere, but they came to us to keep us in business, and we really, really appreciated that. And we have many, many loyal customers that just keep coming back. It's really good.
Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture. Joe, thanks so much for joining us today.
No, thank you. That was very good.